8.1. 1. Tony.
Well, I've had back pain for a while now and, well, I went to see a chiropractor who did sort me out partially, but, well, she also does acupuncture and she said one day would I like to try it and, well, actually, to my surprise, it seemed to do some good and for a few days it felt better. Now, I don't know whether it was a real effect or a placebo, but, yeah, it did some good. I've had it 3 times now. I don't know if I'd call it proper therapy, but, yeah, I think it worked. And the funny thing is, it's amazing she got me to go back because I've got a complete phobia of needles.
2. Katie.
So, I went to a Chinese medicine practitioner that was recommended to me because I had some skin problems and I went along and it was very nice, sort of a very calm office. He seemed really professional anyway. He prescribed me some herbal medicine. It was some tea, a Chinese tea made of bark and leaves and so on. I had to boil it up 3 times a day and then drink the liquid. And the liquid just smelt revolting. It was really bad, made the whole house smell and it tasted even worse. It was really expensive as well, the consultations and the dead leaves, but I stuck to it for a few weeks. And I have to say, although I was very sceptical about it, I really do think it made a difference. Didn't solve the problem completely, but it did actually improve the quality of my skin. So, yeah, maybe I would try it again if I needed to.
3. Jen.
I don't use alternative medicine because I think it's a waste of time and it doesn't work. If alternative medicine worked, it wouldn't be alternative, it would be actual conventional medicine. The reason that it is alternative is because we don't have any solid proof that it works. You only ever hear anecdotal evidence that it's worked for individual people. That's not real evidence. And I would say to anyone who's heard stories like that, look up the placebo effect. There's no evidence that alternative medicine works beyond the placebo effect. And so as far as I'm concerned, it's a waste of time and money. And at its worst, it could even be dangerous or harmful if people are using it in place of real medicine that might cure their very real illness.
4. Chris.
My neighbour who lives in the flat above me is a homeopathic doctor and also a hypnotherapist. And at one point, because I'd been trying to give up smoking for a long time, I decided to try hypnotherapy to see whether it would have any effect. I was pretty sceptical about the whole idea of hypnotherapy, but I very much like and respect my neighbour, so I thought, why not give it a go? Anyway, I went to her clinic and sat in a chair, and there weren't any golden pendulums or anything like that, but she did tell me to close my eyes. And I suppose she asked me several questions or talked to me, but I didn't go into a trance. I was conscious all the time. And the one thing I remember is that she told me to imagine that I was in a forest, walking in a beautiful forest with lots of trees and green trees, and then to imagine that the forest was slowly dying and that all the trees were dead wood. And that this was the effect that smoking was having on me. And that if I stopped, it would go back into the green, beautiful forest that I'd imagined in the first place. Sadly, it had no effect on me whatsoever. Maybe if I'd believed in it, she said that anyway, I wasn't yet ready to stop smoking. So maybe that is the answer. And hopefully one day I will stop smoking.
5. Mary.
So I've used aromatherapy, which I have with a massage whenever I can, because I've got loads of back problems and shoulder problems. Anyway, with an aromatherapy massage, like, they use specific oils from plants which either relax you or they invigorate you, and I always go for the relaxing one because I think that's the whole point of a massage. And so they massage these plant oils and you breathe them in and then they soak into your skin. And I am pretty sure, I'm certain that the oils make a difference to the effectiveness of this treatment, or, you know, it does for me. I don't know if that's a placebo or it's real, but it's a question worth thinking about. I don't think anybody really knows. Maybe there are some trials. I do know that recently there was a study by some university or other on the use of lavender oil for children, and they found that lavender oil really does have a big effect on them, helping them sleep better and on their behaviour. It improves behaviour in overactive children, apparently. So, you know, based on that evidence, I'd say it's a real therapy. It's just one that doctors don't prescribe yet. Normally, anyway.